Father, we give you all the thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you so loved that you gave him to us. Thank you, God, it was so freely that you gave us your beautiful Son. Lord, may we just magnify him and him alone today. May we be vessels to the praise of the glory of his grace. Lord, thank you again for this treasure that is in the earthen vessel. Lord God, thank you for Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, thank you again for the privilege to hear your word. And Lord, for you to open our hearts today and God to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you again for your care and your love to us. Lord, help us not to be distracted this morning. Help us to come into this mind of Christ, Lord, the unity of the Spirit this morning. Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you for this invitation that you have given us by your Spirit, for you are the God of all comfort. And Lord, we give you the praise and thanks and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to 2 Corinthians, and we'll be in chapter 4. And praise the Lord for what the Lord is again bringing to us and continuing to fervently tell us, I love you, I love you, I love you. But in that fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, and we'll begin reading in the fifth verse, it says, for we preach not ourselves. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. But Christ Jesus the Lord. That's who we preach. And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Praise God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The treasure in the earthen vessels, brothers and sisters, that's what he's hitting at us today. And I glory in what a promise he gave us to know that this isn't just shining upon us, brothers and sisters. Oh no, this treasure lives in us. This treasure, by God's grace, grows in us. It's the very hope, the Word of God tells us, of all creation. The manifestation of the sons of God. Of all creation, it's awaiting that. There's a moaning and a groaning going on for that. Do you realize the value, the treasure? As it says in the Word of God, we are God's only inheritance. It's in the saints. His inheritance is in the saints. It's in us. Praise God. Revelation 21 says the glory of God descending from heaven. The glory of God descending from heaven. The bride adorned. And it says her light was like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, a diamond, clear as crystal. The treasure, brothers and sisters, the treasure, oh my goodness, I'll tell you what, we start to get a glimpse of this, and we'll go right from moon glory to sun glory. Just like they were talking about, praise God. See how the Spirit does this? Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. It's wonderful to have a reflection of him. Praise be to God for the glorious sun glory. She's like him. She's like him. And you see, brothers and sisters, this is the proof right here that the treasure in us, that treasure in her, is him. It's him. Praise God it is. And I'm so thankful it's him. That's why there's unity, because it's him. The oneness in Christ. How wonderfully beautiful. And it says here that the power may be of God, and not of us. Grace. Grace, the very proof of it. The vessel, praise God, magnifying His grace. And that's the evidence of spiritual growth. We know that. The Word of God tells us so. Yes, the Bible tells me so. How beautiful, simple. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The treasure, brothers and sisters, is to magnify God, isn't it? The treasure magnifies God. Praise be to God, because that's Jesus. Christ liveth in me. Praise God. Those are already connected. It's Him. It's His life. God so loved He gave. And yes, Christ does live in those that have accepted Christ Jesus as Savior. And again, that's what so struck my heart today about this sweet passage, is it's so Christ-like. Think of this. Jesus Christ, He came and He did those wonderful, marvelous miracles. I love to read about Him. There's so much in those things, but even just on the surface, how magnificent. Very God of very God. They're showing us, praise the Lord, that nothing's hard for Him. Nothing at all. He lived a perfect life in every way. But if you read the Word of God and you know it, those miracles, they stopped. They ceased. Even though He was still and is still divine, it was no longer see me with your eyes. Oh no, it wasn't. It was see me with your heart. Who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ. You're the Word. You're the Word. The Word of the Lord says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. This is what the Spirit says. Man says a lot of things. Religions say a lot of things. Organizations say a lot of things. But he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. This is the only thing the Spirit will ever say. It tells us very clearly in John that the Spirit was sent for one thing, to take the things of Christ and to make them yours. The Spirit will never speak of anything else. The Spirit will never minister or encourage in anything else. My heart is heavy in this because I have some dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. There's a church getting ready, brothers and sisters. There is. One of those seven that's in Revelation. It's a church that's being prepared. And she is going to be spared from the tribulation. She's got a little strength. She's held fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. She's kept the word of his patience. She has not left her first love. And she's going to be out of here. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Praise be to God, because she had an ear only for her bridegroom. She had an ear only for the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's so awesome that the Father himself, as those disciples were drawn to the Mount of Transfiguration, it wasn't, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, see him. It was, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear him. The word must be heard. The word must be heard. And that's the treasure. That's within the word of the Lord. Stay with me on this. The beauty within the treasure, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. See, the word of the Lord told us very clearly, there would be no beauty that we would behold him. There was no reason on his outward appearance that someone would see him and say, oh, that's the I am, that's the Christ. No. The only way that would be known, will you hear him? See, it's not in that beautiful painting that they paint of this beautiful one that has this beard and this long hair. That's not true. There is no beauty that you would behold him. The beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the Lamb. The beautiful Lamb, the Lamb slain. Behold, behold the Lamb of God. You want to see the beautiful Jesus? You'll see his pierced side. You'll see his nail-pierced hands. You'll see his visage marred more than any man. You'll see him that became sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Now, the treasure is Jesus Christ living in us. Amen. Him living in us. The treasure, Jesus Christ liveth in me. Praise be to God, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And praise God, he loved me and he gave himself for me. And it's in that evidence of that life that liveth in us. It's in that evidence, brothers and sisters, that praise be to God, something takes root and it grows up in every part of our life. And even as he lived upon this earth and he showed us, as it says, the glory of the Father, the glory of the Father was he came not to magnify himself, but he came to magnify the Father. He came not to do his own will, but he came to do the will of the Father. He prayed so sweetly in John 17 that he said, the time now is, Father, be glorified in me. And brothers and sisters, the time now is, Jesus Christ, be glorified in me. I taste the glory, brothers and sisters, I just do. The glory of God, it's him. Nothing of us. But there's something insatiable building in our hearts that I'm realizing that's what's all pleasing to God. Is the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That he lives in me, that he grows in me. That praise the Lord is what's being preached is all the fullness of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Ephesians 3:16. It says that he would grant you. Now this is some good stuff. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. You talk about a gift. You talk about an offering. You talk about a giving. You talk about a performing of the good work which he's begun. Brothers and sisters, that grace is all there. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, treasure, to be strengthened with his might in the inner man. Everything's about the inner man. Isn't it? These earthen vessels, sweet things. I love them. But it's the treasure, praise be to God, that's forever. And it's the treasure that's becoming more and more prevalent. It's the treasure that's being bestowed. I'm so thankful of that goodly pearl he talks about that he's seeking. You ever see where a pearl sits? It's in an ugly old shell. It's true. You know how a pearl grows? Pieces of sand and irritants get in there. Diamonds cutting diamonds. Irritates it so much that it's just got to grow. And what comes out is that lovely pearl. Christ in you. That we would know Him in the fellowship of His sufferings. In the power of His resurrection, being made conformable even unto His death. And yet we get so settled down that we think that this life somehow is the forever of forevers. It's but a vapor. It's but a moment. The most glorious, monumental moment you will ever live. It means everything of what we're going to reap and gain for the eternities to come. And God has an offering for you that He would grant you. Grant you. I mean, you're children of the King. Now are we the sons of God. It says that we are seated in the heavens in Christ right now. That our citizenship is in heaven. You can't even imagine, because it hasn't entered into the hearts of men. It hasn't been seen or heard what God has prepared for them that love Him. But He's going further. And see, God always does this. And He's saying now, listen to me, honeys, that I grant you, according to the riches of My glory, that you're going to be strengthened with the power of My might in that inner man. That kind of captivates you a little bit? Does that kind of, I hope, really startle your ear, not tickle it. Quicken your heart to say, Lord, what is this that You want for me? Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. Jesus Christ, He wants to be magnified and glorified in us. Christ growing up into us, praise God in all things. As the Word of God tells us, He must increase and I must decrease. Praise be to God. See, I believe what the Spirit's getting at here today is truly how much increase of Him do you really desire? A lot of people would say that's a silly question. Well, I want it all. Do you? Do you really want it all? Do you really want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I pray we do. But do you know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God? Do you know that knowing Christ is knowing the love of Christ? Do you know that following after and going after, as you say, I want it all, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, comes but one way, to follow Paul as he followed Christ? Do you know that that narrow way is exactly what it says, it's a narrow way? Do you know that straight is the way? Do you know that you're going to be pressed out of measure? Do you know that by God's grace you're going to be despairing of your own life? Do you realize by God's grace the treasure in the earthen vessel is Jesus Christ Himself? Do you realize that for that treasure to grow up into all the fullness of God is going to be tried in like manner? Now I'm going to ask you again, you willing to go? Now let me tell you something, you've got to be in love to go after that. There got to be something when people look at you, you're kind of kooky. You're not from around here. Matter of fact, the Word of the Lord tells you you're an alien. You best get over it. When all men speak well of you, you better wonder, uh-oh. And God help us, don't go trying to pick a fight. You don't need to. They'll hate you without a cause because they hated Me. By God's grace, isn't it wonderful how Jesus Christ came and He did. He sought peace with all men. And He did. But He wasn't going to deny anything of the Father's will. And as He told them, I am. I am. Now, going back to it, how much of this treasure do we desire? Is our hope of glory His? Is it by God's grace Christ in me? Think of these things. What are we going after? Familiar theme. And it's not just on Sundays for me. It's moment by moment. What are we going after? And see, God makes everything better. See, that's the beautiful thing. You know, people I talk to often, they say, oh man, I got to give up that and I got to give up this. I said, you don't have to give up nothing. Just take Him. He's so good, it just pushes everything else out. So you got to understand about the wineskin when they would pour the wine in there. See, the reason they did that, brothers and sisters, is because there were impurities and sediments that were down in that wine. And it just wasn't going to work to reach a hand down there and try to grab them out. It just, they'd spoil everything. The way they got those sediments out and those impurities out is they kept pouring more and more wine in. And it kept taking it to the top, and there it got out. And yet you think a man, they sink everything but God to help them. And I'm talking Christian man. We go try to find help over here, and we try to find help over there, and we try to find help over there. God help us. God help our unbelief. God help us to hear Him. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He's convicting me. I need to listen to Him more. I need to be quick to believe Him more. We'll close this up. The four living ones that you'll read of in Revelation. If you know of these wonderful living ones, these beasts as they're called, they're a company of saints that it says that are in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with Jesus. They're the company that you will see there that are singing His praises, worshiping Him. And you'll realize that they have grown from glory to glory into the very image of Him. That's why there's four. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'll give you a little Bible study again today. Encourage us on just a little bit more. Why does it say that one is as a lion, one is as a calf, one is as a man, one is as an eagle? Because that's exactly how each one of the Gospels depicts our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Matthew, He's the lion. Mark, He's that servant, that calf. Luke, the man, and John, the soaring eagle. Those four living ones are just like Him. It says they're full of eyes within. You talk about a vision. See, they didn't see Him on the outside. They saw Him on the inside. Amen? Oh yeah, praise be to God. See, even that precious disciple John, the one, you know, whom it said the disciple that the Lord loved, the one that it said he laid his head even on the breast of Jesus Christ. And there he is taken up in spirit in Revelation as God is bringing that forth. He says, now John, I want you to write this down, son. You write this down. And oh, he is taken up in spirit. And he's seeing things. And there happens to be this one taking him around. And he shows him these mighty things. And after a while, that one's taking him around showing these things. And there's John bowing down right at him. John, what are you doing? You don't bow down and worship me. I'm redeemed just like you. John come to his senses, I'm sure, and that was fine. Okay, but you're so Christ-like. I thought I knew. No, come on, John. And they come walking around a little bit while again. He's showing him all these things. And there goes John bound. John. That's the word of our Lord. They're like him. Brothers and sisters, she is all glorious within. It talks about the virtuous woman whose price is far above rubies. We began today the Lamb's wife as she descends from heaven having the glory of God. She's a precious stone. Let me tell you something. She's nothing but treasure because she's nothing but him. From glory to glory into his very image. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. All I can tell you, and you really can't imagine, but can you imagine the treasure that he sees in you today? What he's invested in you? How much you're going to let him grow it up? Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you. Lord, you're just exciting. I'm grateful to God for Jesus. I'm thankful, Lord, that we live in this time. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Here we are gathered today. And Lord, you're getting ready a people for your name's sake. Lord, help us to be quickened of heart today. God, I'm just so grateful that, Lord, your word does not return void. Lord, I'm so thankful for the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Yes, it is a mystery, but praise be to God, you want to make it fully known. I'm going to have a wife, and I want it to be you. Lord, help us to respond today. Help us to come out of our preconceived ideas of what you are, and help us to really have an ear to hear what you say we are in Christ. Lord, help us to go on. Help us to say, I will go. Help us, Lord, to have a heart that, Lord, neither son nor daughter nor father or mother is more dear than following after you. Lord, help us to become lovers of the gospel of Christ. And Lord, then we really will be lovers of one another. We'll be moms and dads that will be men and women of God. We'll be children, praise God, that will rise up and call our parents blessed. I'm so thankful to God that you are the one that performs the good work which you've begun in us. Lord, you are faithful and true. Lord, help us to believe that, Lord, when we ask anything in your name, you said, I will do it. Lord, your word is according to the will of the Father, because it is the will of the Father. Help us to be bold in faith. Help us to want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.